Hello, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle, where we are peeling back the layers to achieve true freedom in Christ. Let's grow in the faith together. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17, Christian Standard Bible. This is what freedom feels like. Being able to live life without fear of future events coming to steal the joy God gave me. But freedom in Christ is, to me at least, is having a choice and making the right one because I want to. Because God gives us free will, and we should take that willpower and do the will of God. Hello, beautiful people. Today's episode is about freedom in Christ. To understand freedom in Christ, we must first understand choice. Choice is basically having a decision to make. How will I explain that to you? Through two kings in the Bible, King Nebuchadnezzar and King Ramses II. So let's first talk about King Nebuchadnezzar. What's cool about both of these stories is God sends choice through his servant. So to Nebuchadnezzar, God sends choice through his servant Daniel. Daniel, servant of the Lord, we've all heard about him. Most notably, his run-in with the lions. Daniel in the lion's den, we've all heard about it. But here, he is sent to Nebuchadnezzar to interpret a dream. Nebuchadnezzar, he's been having these dreams. He doesn't know what they mean. He asks his scribes and his prophets, what do my dreams mean? And nobody can tell him, right? Not a person. But Daniel, God's servant, because he hears from the Lord, he can interpret these dreams. Nebuchadnezzar gives Daniel his dreams, basically a rundown of what happens in his dreams. And when Daniel interprets these dreams, it boils down to this. Nebuchadnezzar, you can acknowledge me and I will bless you, or you don't acknowledge me and you will become like a beast in the field scrounging for food. Now, it seems like a pretty simple choice. Normal people would be like, hey, I want to be blessed. Me, I want to be blessed. And Nebuchadnezzar at first makes the right choice. He acknowledges God and God blesses him and his kingdom. But then one day, Nebuchadnezzar, because of pride, decides to make a different choice. He sees all the blessings that God has bestowed upon him in his kingdom. He goes out onto the balcony and he numbers the people of his kingdom. And in pride, says, look at all of the things that I have done, and does not acknowledge the Father. Because God is a just God, and he's a loving God, and he's a caring God, and he sticks to what he says, because Nebuchadnezzar does not acknowledge God in that moment. He became like a beast wandering in the field. So this simple choice gave Nebuchadnezzar two sides. He saw both sides, the blessing sides and the curse sides. And for a lot of us, we see the blessing side and the curse side because we don't make the right decision the first time. Now, we're gonna talk about King Ramses II. You might be wondering, who in the world is this king? If you have a history book out, you're probably like, hey, I know who this person is. But in the Bible, King Ramses II is the king of Egypt in power around the time where the iconic story Moses comes back to Egypt and demands, as he has been told by God, let my people go. And if you love Moses and you love this story, you're gonna like what I say. God sends King Ramses a choice through Moses. Simple words, let my people go. Let the children of Israel go. But this king in his pride chooses not to. over and over and over again. Remember that. Over and over and over again, he chooses no, releasing the plagues on him and resulting in his son dying. After his son passed, he then chooses to let the people go. The people of Israel leave Egypt, but again, King Ramses is angry and he chooses to go after the people. Pharaoh and his army drowns in the Red Sea, and so his choice led to his demise. But let me go back to when I said that King Ramses said no. He chose the wrong decision over and over and over again. Choosing the wrong decision over and over and over again leads you to a place where you shouldn't be. But when you choose the right decision over and over again, it leads you to the place where God has called you. Yes. Yes to God's will, yes to God's way, yes to what God tells you to do and asks you to do. That is important. Yeses are important. And so what's interesting to understand about this particular story is what you choose over and over again becomes your lifestyle. It can lead to your acceleration or your demise. So that's what we learn from King Ramses about choice. We learn from King Nebuchadnezzar about choices. You can see both sides of your choices. But what I want to tell you today is when you continue to choose God over and over and over again, you can experience true freedom in Christ. True freedom in Christ. And I know choice is hard because we are fleshly beings. But let me explain something about us being fleshly beings. There's a choice between a mind. Well, there's a difference between a mind choice and a heart choice. Mind thinks about material things. Heart thinks about emotional things. And so it seems like there's no win-win. But when we're able to merge these things, merge the two and create a person who, with free will, can make the best decision in spite of the emotions that we feel or the logic that comes in our head, because sometimes God asks us to do things and we're logically trying to make sense of the thing, or maybe even emotionally trying to make sense of the thing, and it does not help. It clouds our choice and our decisions to make the right choice. See, in your mind, because it's materialistic, and our mind thinks more materialistic than our heart does, we think about that $1 million house, that car. You choose having fame over having humility and being loyal. You choose drugs as coping mechanisms instead of choosing God as the best mechanism to be free. You choose people and social media, the praise of others instead of the praise of God, and being glorified and doing the things that he asks you to do. That's what mind does. And now heart is more of an emotional, spiritual connection. With the heart, we can serve God. Yes, the Bible says with the mind, we serve God. We do serve God with our minds. But if our heart is not in it, our mind can't be. Our mind is connected to our mouth, which is connected to our mind, which is connected to our heart. And I know that doesn't make sense. But whatever your heart feels, your mind thinks. Once your mind thinks it, your mouth says it, or your actions do it. And in the heart wants more things. A heart wants the fruits of the Spirit, peace, joy, love. A heart is connected to our dreams. But the point is, knowing the difference between your mind and your heart helps you to merge the two and allow God to truly bring you freedom. When you're free in Christ, you're free to do the things that God has called you to be. God only wants the best for us. He wants us to be our best self, right? And if he wants us to be our best self, having freedom in him allows us to be our best self. Now, remember what I said at the beginning. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And if the Spirit is in you, and it dwells in you, and it lives in you, then you can have true freedom in Christ. But when I'm breaking down the heart and the mind, and when I break down the choices of these kings, all of these things push you towards freedom. The choices we make, when we make the right ones, allows us to have freedom in Christ. When we merge the mind and the heart together and make the best decision, despite what we may think or how we may feel, we achieve freedom in Christ, true freedom in Christ. So that's basically what I wanted to say to you. Freedom in Christ is achieved by making the right choices over and over and over and over again. Sometimes it's hard to make those choices because our mind and our heart wants what it wants. You hear the saying, the heart wants what it wants and the mind does what it wants to. But when we can merge those things, bow down flesh, make the right decision, then we can achieve true freedom in Christ. Freedom in Christ is so important. Freedom in Christ allows us to say those things that are on our heart. Talk to God about those things that bother us. Talk to God about those things that make us feel less than. It also allows us to worship in the beauty of holiness. Whether you're a singer, psalmist, whether you worship with flags or dance, you worship in poetry, or you serve, because there's many ways to worship, you can have freedom in it. Freedom in Christ, y'all, it is so important. Freedom in Christ allows things to happen in your life that otherwise wouldn't happen because flesh is in the way. So I encourage you, make the right choice. Bow down flesh. Follow God. Take up your cross. Follow Him daily. Make the right decisions daily, no matter how hard they are. God is reachable. This choice is reachable. Making a choice is possible, and you can do it. I love you, beautiful people, and have a good day.
Thanks for listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle. I hope you were inspired, motivated, and uplifted. Subscribe to this podcast and comment on how this may have inspired you. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Miana Michelle for more information, episodes being released every Thursday, and ways to connect. Thank you for growing in the faith with me.